from the very heart of evergreen forests. Under the starry sky of the desert, with the radiance of silver-colored sand, in the midst of proud mountains. Close up, Iran.
Hello, I am Mitra, an Iranian nature traveler. To know more about the wonders and beauties of magnificent Iran, keep me company. Where is the lentil? And the legumes cupboard. Yes. And this is the lentil. Just a cup. I pour some in this plate. And then some water on it. And now I have to cover the plate with a clean cloth. And this is the cloth. And now I put the plate in a dark, warm place so that the lentil could sprout. This is called sabz-sabz kardan in Farsi, which means growing a green in English. It's an ancient tradition which we observe near the Iranian New Year. We put sabze along with six other elements, starting with the letter S, on half thin cloth, and welcome the New Year. Today we are going to take a tour to Tehran's streets in order to get more familiar with the spirit in the final days of the year in Iran. Nowruz is the first day of solar calendar year, the celebration of the Iranian New Year, and the most ancient festivities remained from ancient Iran. Nowruz is the celebration of the beginning of spring, which is called spring equinox. Iran is not the only country which celebrates Nowruz. Some other countries in the region also enjoy Nowruz and its festivities, including Afghanistan, Tajikistan, Georgia, Iraq, Turkey, Russia, India, Pakistan, and Uzbekistan. The United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, listed Nowruz as a cultural and spiritual heritage for mankind, designating the day as the International Day of Nowruz. In Shahnameh of Ferdowsi, we read that Jam, one of the mythological kings of Iran, while passing through Azerbaijan, got seated on a throne and was crowned. By shining the sun on the crown, the world got illuminated. The people got happy and called the day Nowruz and called Jam, Jamshid. This myth is representation of the commemoration of the end of winter and cold and the beginning of warmth, light, and life by Iranians. I am now in Tajrish neighborhood. In Iran, the last month of the year, which is called Esfand, is a very busy month. People come to bazaars for shopping and getting ready for Nowruz. Tajrish has a traditional bazaar as well as some other bazaars which are really busy in the final days of the year. I am now near Tajrish Bazaar. Here, there are vendors who sell sabze and flowers on the street. Those who have not yet made their sabze can purchase these ready ones. And the special flower for Nowruz is hyacinth. This flower is the symbol of spring. I'll buy two for my grandma and myself. I am now at a herbs store in Tajrish Bazaar. I'm here to buy some sumac for my half-seen clad. Sumac is a mountain shrub which has clustered fruits. The fruits are used as spice after being dried and crushed. Sumac is the symbol of patience in half-seen clad. I am now in a vegetable shop. What fresh, colorful vegetables are here. Oh, wow, the smell of basil is everywhere. I'm going to buy some garlic for my half-seen clad. Garlic has medicinal advantages and is the symbol of being away from diseases in half-seen clad. Let's go to this neat, beautiful fruit shop. Apple is one of the elements of half-seen clad and is the symbol of health and vigorousness. Here, there are yellow and red apples both. Both of them are allowed at half-seen clad, though I prefer red apples. Oh, these apples have beautiful red color. Oh, look at there. Samanu shop. Samanu is a type of food which is made by wheat sprout. This food is naturally sweet, without being added sugar. In the past, people used to cook samanu at home. The process of cooking samanu takes a long time and needs much patience. So, in today's world, which everything has become so rapid, people usually buy samanu ready from stores instead of cooking it at home. However, the samanu, which is made at home, has a greater quality. Fortunately, my grandma still observes traditions and cooks her own samanu at home. She also leaves my share aside. Samanu is the symbol of blessing and abundance. Well, one object is left. Coin. Coin is the symbol of wealth and property. Now, my half scene is complete. I wish you all the best wherever you're listening to this program. Until next time, goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.